I call to order the May 27th, 2025 business, Committee of the Whole meeting of Simpsonville City Council. Clerk Clark, call a roll, please.
Councilmember O'Rear.
Here.
Councilmember Root.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings. Mayor Shoemaker.
Here. Please rise as you are able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council has received a copy of the April 22nd, 2025 Committee of the Whole minutes. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, those minutes will stand approved as written. Item 5, citizen comments. We had nobody enroll to make a comment this evening. Item 6, our staff reports, beginning with our financial report, 6A, Christine Farino, our finance director. Director Farino.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A few highlights from April's financial report. Year-to-date revenues for the general fund through April are $21.6 million, which is 88% of the budget. Expenses year-to-date are $32 million, which is 131% of the budget, but that includes $11.9 million spent towards the municipal complex. Year-to-date revenues for sewer fund through April were $2.8 million, which is 126% of the budget. This includes skip reimbursement we received of just under $1 million. Year-to-date expenses are $639,000, which is 51% of the budget. Year-to-date revenues for the special revenue fund through April are $4.9 million, which is 123% of the budget. This includes $1 million we received for the streetscape project. Year-to-date expenses for the special revenue fund are $2.6 million, which is 136% of the budget. That includes $558,000 that went to the GLDTC for Highway 14 turn lane. And it also includes $140,000 towards the Swamp Rabbit Trail engineering costs. Year-to-date expenses for the Public Works Enterprise Fund for April through April are $1.6 million, which is 103% of the budget, with expenses coming in at $995,000, which is 77% of the budget. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Council? Director Farino, I just wanted to point out that the 30th, I understand, is going to be your last day with the city of Simpsonville, that you are going to that place that shall not be named just down the street. I just wanted to thank you for your years of service with the city of Simpsonville. The 5.5 years that I've worked together with you, I have very much appreciated your wisdom and your efforts for our finances for the city. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
Six B, City Administrator Report. Administrator Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I have a few highlighted things that I want to bring to your attention. Of course, the first one is welcome to T. Coker, my successor for this seat. Starting with this committee meeting next month, he will be occupying this seat and giving this report. As you know, Christine Farino is leaving us, and we're very sad about that, but wish her very good luck in the future. We do have a plan for the interim. We're bringing in an outside CPA who actually used to work here, so she's very familiar with the system. She's not interested in the job on a permanent basis, but she's going to work in a consulting role until we can find a suitable replacement, and that will be, of course, T's decision. We do have a signal plan that has been completed by the engineer for the crosswalk here at East Curtis at the municipal complex from Poinsettia. And so now it's a matter of getting the on-call signal contractors, finding one that's available to do this project, because DOT has these companies as their on-call signal contractors. We don't have to bid it out. They've already bid this. So that should expedite this project, and hopefully within a couple months we'll have a signal there. I do want to, I know that you're not seeing on my report this month the streetscape project. And the reason for that is when T got here, we talked about various approaches to how to deal with the budget shortfall to get that project accomplished. And one part of that has to do with potentially leasing the streetlights from Duke Energy rather than installing all of the wiring and conduit and buying the streetlights outright ourselves. That's a significant source. That's a significant cost savings. Also, we are getting a meeting scheduled. Unfortunately, we've had no response from the engineer, but I did hear from part of Cotransco, who told me that the engineer would be setting a date with us very soon. We want to go back in and try to figure out a way to possibly phase this project so that we can get within the budget and get this started, because, you know, I know we've all been waiting a long time, and of course the traffic realignment would be the number one priority in that. So we are going to be working toward that in the coming weeks, and then hopefully by the time T gives his report next month, he will have some news to share with you on progress we've made there. The park completion date is right around the corner. As you can see, we now have sod outside these windows. It's nice to see green instead of red mud. The park dedication is Thursday, June 26th at 9 a.m., and we will be sending out more details about that. Sewer improvements. There is a condemnation that we've had to do with a business owner on South Main Street. We are relaying that sewer rather than CIPP. And there's already an existing easement for the sewer, but we're moving that. And everyone else cooperated and signed off with the exception of this one owner. So we are in the process now.
CIPP?
Cured in place piping. Meaning, you know, they don't have to move the line. The line stays where it is. I'm sorry. And that's really about all the highlights I wanted to provide you. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Council? Councilmember Pinkerton.
Not a question, but I just wanted to say thank you for pushing this crosswalk here, not only for Poinsettia, but the other neighborhoods. I know there's a lot of residents that are looking forward to having that installed, and thanks for council for voting that through previously.
Council? All right. Thank you, Administrator Gracely.
You're welcome.
Each of our department heads are here, or one of their designated representatives is here with us this evening to answer any questions on their monthly reports. Are there any questions for department heads, council? All right, hearing none, then you are all excused. If you wish to leave, you won't offend us, but thank you for being here in case we had any questions for you. Thanks again for coming. Item 7, business. These are items that are anticipated to come before council at the next business meeting. An affirmative vote simply passes this item on to be under official consideration during a business meeting. 7A, ground lease agreement for county summary and municipal court building. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. This has been a long time coming. Unfortunately, we should have done this before the building was built, but the risk is really on the county because they built a building on our property without a ground lease. So they were very bold to do that. And I have for many, really since the inception of this, asked the county administrator's office to have their county attorney draft a ground lease agreement for us so that we could get that approved through council. And you have a copy of it. Essentially, it is a long-term ground lease agreement, you know, the dollar per year terms, and in exchange, they are providing office space for our municipal court. They are responsible for all of the building maintenance. We are responsible for the ground maintenance around the building since it is part of a larger park area. Those are the highlights, and I will be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Administrator Gracely. A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve ground lease agreement for County Summary and Municipal Court Building.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Williams. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Item 7B, enactment of ordinances. Councilmember Pinkerton, would you summarize, please?
Yes, Council. I am proposing to add an addition to our ordinances that sets some time around when ordinances that are adopted by the City Council be sent to MuniCode. So kind of a background behind all this is just going through the ordinances and actually having some conversation with Administrator Gracely about how a few of these had not been put in, or I just haven't seen them updated to date. So I had some concerns about that, and I know we've had at least one ordinance that was never codified. That was very concerning to me. And if you look at the preamble of the ordinance itself, and I won't read it all, but basically the last part of it says it is strongly recommended by the publisher, that's MuniCode, that all such amendments be inserted immediately upon receipt to avoid misplacing them, in addition that all deleted pages be saved filed for historical references purposes. So this isn't something to burden anybody with, but it just sets a timeline so council and the cities ensure that our ordinances are being placed in the MuniCode. The ordinances are our code, and it's not just for the city and the businesses, or citizens in the businesses, but it's for council as well to understand how we do business. So I'm going to make a motion to add in this comment in section 2-97, enactment of ordinances, item G, upon final adoption by City Council, ordinances shall be submitted to MuniCode by the City Clerk for codification within 10 business days, excluding holidays.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Pinkerton with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion? Councilmember Roche.
I appreciate this effort on Councilmember Pinkerton's part. I had noticed in the past some things that just appeared in the ordinances, but I don't remember them actually coming to council. I think that planning at the time was just cleaning up and moving some things around, redirecting them, you know, under different categories. But I also noticed some things that we had passed that weren't entered. And so I do like this. It gives it a good solid 10 days, and somebody will, you know, make sure that it's in there. So thank you.
Councilmember O'Rear.
Yeah, I also appreciate this because I know in the last year plus, Councilmember Pinkerton and Williams and I have been on council. We've had a couple things pop up that haven't run as smoothly as that I would have liked, and this is one of them. When you have ordinances that have been passed, don't make it to books, or part of them make it to the books, it just leaves it out for the citizens of Simpsonville to try to figure out. By doing this quickly, you don't run into instances of codification issues, things like that, because to my understanding, MuniCode vets things. So when they are submitted to MuniCode, they do actually look at it for, you know, make sure it doesn't conflict with state law or any other thing. So I think the quicker the better. 10 business days, I think, is a gracious plenty to give time to submit it, because, you know, I think that's what we owe it to the folks in Simpsonville, is once we do something here, it needs to be in writing on the books officially. So, Tim, I appreciate you, Councilmember Pinkerton, I appreciate you putting that through, and I'll be happy to vote for it.
Council? Administrator Gracely?
I just want to make sure I point out to council that in following up with MuniCode, City Clerk Clark was told that, yes, we can submit them as soon as they're adopted officially by council, but they only do 4 supplemental reports a year. They do that on a quarterly basis. So just be aware that these, if this passes, these will be submitted right away because they're willing to accept them, but they don't actually get them codified. There's one date each quarter that is a deadline, and then they'll be codified the next quarter after that deadline. So just be aware that there could be up to a 3-month lag with that, but those are going to be submitted upon execution, just so that, you know, there aren't any ordinances that might fall through the cracks. So that was the plan moving forward. Oh, and one other thing. I'm sorry, Mayor. Councilmember Pinkerton, you might want to amend your motion, and instead of saying MuniCode, just say codifying agency, because MuniCode is not the only one out there, and if we ever decide to change, then we would have to change the ordinance again, too. So I don't foresee a change, but you just never know. So if we could make that a little more generic and not specific to MuniCode, I think that would be helpful.
Codifying agency?
Yes.
Council? Administrator Gracely, why were we missing these items being codified?
So sometimes when employees leave, they don't do a thorough job of bringing their replacement up to speed. And when the previous city clerk left, it was my understanding that she had provided Clerk Clark with a booklet that would have instructions on, you know, these are your main responsibilities, this is what you need to be aware of. And unfortunately, that was not conveyed to Clerk Clark. And until we realized that some of the ordinances had not been codified, she was unaware that that was something she was supposed to take care of. So she is aware now. As I said, she's followed up with MuniCode. We have since submitted all of the ordinances that council adopted that need to be codified. So we should be getting up to speed very soon.
So is this something that could be added to, say, a job description?
It could be. We did just go through all of the job descriptions for each position here and updated them. We had multiple pages of questions to answer, and Clerk Clark can speak to whether or not she included that on her questionnaire.
No, I did not.
So we could go back to the class and comp agency, Archer, that's doing our class and comp plan, and have them add that to the job description, so that then, you know, subsequent clerks that might come after her would have that in their actual job description.
It seems to me that this item was due to, I mean, the explanation is due to a poor handoff from the previous city clerk, and that doing something like putting it in a job description would prevent that in the future. I'm just skeptical about passing a law telling somebody how to do their job. So when it comes to the vote, I'm going to vote no. I don't feel like it's necessary to pass a law for everything that we want our city employees to do. Any further comments from council? Councilmember Pinkerton.
Yeah, just to point out, Mayor, that it's not just for now, but it's for in the future as well. Again, it would be in our ordinances for the future and to what we're doing now. I don't think this passing a law is telling somebody what their job is. It's just putting it in our code that that's the requirement. And the other thing is, do I need to change my motion to include this?
Yes, you should make a motion to amend.
Okay, well, I'm going to make a motion then to add in Section 2-97 enactment of ordinances G. Upon final adoption by City Council, ordinance shall be submitted to the codifying agency for codification within 10 days, excluding holidays.
Second.
So I have a motion from Councilmember Pinkerton with a second from Councilmember Roop. Any discussion? So I'm calling for a vote on the subsidiary motion to amend. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. The subsidiary motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Is there any further discussion on the motion as amended? I will call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed signify by saying no. No. That motion carries by a vote of 5-1. Item 8, executive session to discuss the proposed development agreement. Councillor, if you would summarize, please.
Well, Mayor, I would like the motion to go into session to read, motion to enter an executive session to discuss the North Burdette District Development Agreement as allowed by SC Code 3470A2. If that motion could be made, that's my only comment, is that we make that expand upon the motion before we go into executive session. So whoever makes that motion, I'd like to use that language.
Okay. Is anybody ready to make that motion with that language?
I would if I knew what he said.
There's a lot of echo. Could you clarify exactly what you said?
Motion to go into executive session to discuss the North Burdette District Development Agreement as allowed by SC Code Section 30-4-70A2.
You got that?
I think so.
Okay. Motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council go into executive session to discuss the development agreement with North Burdette District. All right. I motion that we go into executive session to discuss the North Burdette District Development Agreement according to SC Code 3470A2.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Pinkerton. Just, is there any discussion from council? Just one brief item of discussion for council is that after we go into executive session, the principals are here that have to do with this development agreement. So if we need them, we can invite them into executive session with us. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of going into executive session signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. City Council has voted to enter into executive session as allowed under SC Code 30-4-70-A2 for the purpose of discussing a proposed development agreement related to the sale of city-owned property. No action will be taken in executive session except to either adjourn or return to public session. I do anticipate that we will probably do that, return to public session. Council will not commit the public body to a course of action by a polling of members during executive session. Upon coming out of executive session, council may reconvene the meeting to take action on matters discussed in executive session. We are now in executive session. Council has returned from executive session, and at this time, a motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve moving the North Burdette District Development Agreement to the next business meeting of council for a first reading.
Second.
Motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Root. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 6-0. This concludes all of our business items for this evening. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.